This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A group of elected officials and organizations have asked the governor to keep a partial eviction moratorium in place. The current moratorium is set to end in a few days. The group says more than 12,000 people are still waiting for rental assistance money from the state, which would help them avoid eviction. But landlords through the Colorado Apartment Association say most renters are already paying on time. Camp Amachi, the World War II Japanese internment camp, is one step closer to being part of the national park system. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
The Amachi National Historic Site Act passed the House Thursday. Democratic Representative Joe Neguse, who introduced the bill, says it's an important step to preserving this dark history.
I've always believed that the landscapes, the cultural places, the stories that we choose to protect really reflect our values as a country. And in that vein, you know, the story of Amachi is such an important one.
Amachi is currently a National Historic Landmark, but a site designation would mean more federal resources. Currently, volunteers maintain the site. The bill heads to the Senate, where Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have requested a hearing for the bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The city of Lafayette has fired its four-footed weed removal experts for being too unruly. The Daily Camera reports goats graze on the city's problem plants, but they've managed to get loose several times, and there were also concerns the contractor wasn't giving them enough water. So Lafayette has ended its contract early and isn't sure if they'll bring the goats back next year. You're listening to CPR News.